平安。在我们开始之前，我们做个简短的祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our head and pray together.
父神，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and give you thanksgiving.
让我们有这段时间能够聚集在一起。
We thank you for giving us time so we can get together.
来查考你的话语。
And to learn your words.
请你在这短短的几十分钟之内安静我们的心。
Please help us to calm ourselves together and put together to be ready for your teaching.
让我们能够更加了解你的心意。
So we can understand your will better.
在我们的生活当中更能与你同行。
So we can walk together with you in our daily life.
我们将以下时间恭敬地交托在你手里。
So we dedicate the following time in your hand.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，在这一段经文当中是讲到前面讲到耶稣受洗以后他被圣灵受圣灵试探到了旷野。那在他还没有这一段的经历是在耶稣开始传道之前的这一段经历。我想这段经历也可以给我们一些的领受，也让我们一些学习，也给我们一些的激励。
So this passage was put together before Jesus go to do the preaching, while he was tested and tempted in the wilderness. So this paragraph and passage will give us also encouragement and will be a role model for us to learn.
在路加福音第二章记载了耶稣生下了满了八天以后他就接受割礼。
It was recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 2, that when Jesus was born, after he was 8 days old, he was supposed to be receiving circumcision.
当时按摩西的律法呢，一个男婴出世以后，母亲必须等40天才可以去圣殿献祭，洁净自己。
According to the law of Moses, that when the boy was born, the mother would have to bring him to dedicate him in the holy temple after he is 40 days old.
耶稣的父母呢，带着这个头生的儿子耶稣，到了耶路撒冷，要将他献给神。
So the parents of Jesus Christ brought him to Jerusalem.In order to dedicate him and to the God.
西缅呢，其中一个人叫西缅，他见到耶稣就称颂了神。
There was a person called Simeon. He saw Jesus and started to praise him.
因为他已经看见神的救恩。
Because he has seen God's salvation.
这个救恩是为万民预备的，是要照亮外邦人的光，又是以色列人的荣耀。
And that is a salvation that will be a light shining upon all nations.And will be also the pride and revelation to the Gentiles and glory to our people.
西缅呢为他们祝福，同时也告诉耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
So Simeon actually blessed them and also told the Jesus' mother Mary.
他告诉玛利亚说，耶稣被立是要叫以色列人许多以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
He said to his mother that the rise of the Israel will cause many nations to fall.
要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。
And you will be a sign that will be spoken about, and many will be revealed in their thinking.
西缅告诉了玛利亚说，他的玛利亚的心也要被刀刺透。
And he also informed Mary that a sword will also pierce.Mary's soul.
在这段经文当中，西缅呢已经预言了耶稣的受苦和受死。
So here Simeon actually summarized that what Jesus will do on this world, that is to be suffering and die for us.
那时还有位女先知亚拿。
At that time there is also a female prophet. Her name is Anna.
她会将耶稣的事情对一切盼望以色列人得救赎的人讲说。
And then she would go out, talk about the child, the redemption of Jerusalem that to the whole nation.
在这段经文当中也提到了，在路加福音第二章当中也提到，耶稣在拿撒勒渐渐长大，强壮起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Also in Luke chapter 2, recorded that Jesus started to grow up in Nazareth.And that place, was a child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was with him.
在他12岁的时候呢，和父母去耶路撒冷过逾越节。
So when he was 12 years old, and then his parents took him to Jerusalem to attend the festival of Passover.
在这段经文当中也提到了， 他在圣殿里坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。
While he was attending the festival Passover, Jesus was sitting among all the teachers and listening and answering and asking questions.
凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和应对。
So whoever heard about what Jesus did was also all amazed by his understanding.
在那个时候，他耶稣已经意识到自己与神之间独特的关系。
At that time, Jesus has realized that he has a very unique relationship with God.
但是他仍然顺从地上的父母。
But yet he obeyed his parents on this world.
所以你在看到路加福音第二章的最后一节，他说：“耶稣的智慧和身量，我们看把它看成年纪了。”
So the last sentence of the verse chapter 2 of Luke says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
就和神和人，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And so filled with wisdom, the grace of God was with upon him.
耶稣在这将近30岁的时候来到约旦河边接受施洗约翰的施洗。
When Jesus was 30 years old, he came upon the bank of Jordan River to be baptized by the John the Baptist.
我们在约翰的福音的一章31到34节，我们可以看到约翰施洗约翰的见证。
So if you read John chapter 1, verse 31-34, you can see how that was described.
施洗约翰是用水施洗。
John the Baptist would baptize people with water.
他要这是用借着水施洗，要把耶稣显明给以色列人看。
Through that baptism, he would like to show Israelis Jesus.
施洗约翰也见证了上帝的旨意。
And he would also give testimony of God's plan.
他见到圣灵降在耶稣身上，证明耶稣是神的儿子。
He would see that the Holy Spirit had come upon Jesus, that Jesus is Son of God.
耶稣也借着洗礼表明将他自己分别为圣，归给神。
So Jesus, through baptism, proved that he will be belonging to God.
这在我们的马太福音第三章的13节到17节也有提到。
So it was mentioned in Matthew through of chapter 3, 13 through 16 through 17.
我们都知道耶稣是无罪。
We all know that Jesus is innocent.
他不需要悔改或是洗净他的罪恶。
There's no need for him to repent or clean any sin.
但是借着受洗，耶稣彻底跟人的罪及失败认同。
But through baptism, that Jesus became a person and also be equated with sin.
他成为我们的代罪者。
So he became our redeemer.
所以在哥林多后书五章二十一节，他提到神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 21, it says that.God has made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteous of God.
在马太福音的三章十六到十七节中，耶稣正式被认可是神的儿子。
Matthew 3:16 through 17, Jesus was formally recognized as Son of God.
我们也看到圣灵在这段经文当中，圣灵降在他身上。
And in that paragraph, we could also see that Holy Spirit has come upon him.
这不是因为胜过他胜过罪恶，因为他本来就是无罪的。
It is not because he needed to overcome the sinfulness, but it's because he was sinless.
而是圣灵降他身上是要装备这位既是神子又是人子的弥赛亚去完成父神的事工。
The purpose is to equip this person who is also the Son of God and also Son of Man to complete what the job the Messiah would like to complete.
接着这个什么事工呢？是借着十字架完成对人类救赎的工作。
And that salvation will be completed through cross.
使我们人与神可以和好。
So then, man and God can reconcile.
所以在马太福音三章十七节呢，父神的话的确对将要在世上开始传道的耶稣是有很大的一个鼓励。
So that's why when recording Matthew 3:17, before Jesus started to preach, that was very encouraging.
但是在耶稣开始传道之前的这一段时间呢，是我们讲四十昼夜好了。
Before Jesus started his mission, then those 40 nights were crucial.
在四章第一节提到耶稣受圣灵的引导到旷野，然后呢受魔鬼的试探。
And as the chapter 4, verse 2 mentioned that Jesus was brought to the desert by tempted by the devil.
在马可福音里面呢，也提到，他是提到说，耶稣是在受洗以后，立刻被圣灵带到旷野去。
Mark, it also records that Jesus was brought immediately to the wilderness once he was baptized.
可见这是神的计划，也是神允许的。
So you could tell that was God's plan and it was also allowed by God.
那我们再看看马太福音的第四章的第二节到第四节。
So let's study Matthew chapter 4 verses 2 through 4.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
It says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
各位可不可以想想看看，你肚子饿的时候，你的感觉是什么样？
Let's all think about this. When you're hungry, what kind of feelings do you have?
一般人在没有水的情况下，口渴的情况下，你没有水三天大概就差不多了。
For a person, if not drinking any water for 3 days, you're almost done with your life.
但是你在饥饿的情况下，也许会经过几十天。
But if you're starving, you may live a little longer.
耶稣在这段经文当中，耶稣讲他禁食了四十天。
In this passage, we learn that Jesus was fasting for 40 days.
我们可以想象他那个身心在极度的饥饿和疲倦下受到魔鬼的试探。
So we could kind of imagine and feel that under that extreme hunger condition, how he was tempted by the devil.
我们这应该是人所能遭遇到最猛烈的试探。
That would be probably the strongest temptation that person can encounter.
在这里面呢，在第三节他说，那试探人进前来，对他说，你若是神的儿子。
Here verse 3 again said, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the son of God.
在这个希腊文原文里面讲，他说这个若是呢，就是说你既然是。
And if you could read the original Greek paragraph, it said, mentioned again, you already were son of God.
所以我们可以看说，耶稣是受魔鬼试探是这么讲，他说魔鬼跟他讲说，你既是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So that's why tempter devil said, if you God of son of God, you should be able to tell the stone to turn become bread.
魔鬼没有质疑耶稣神子的身份。
And the devil did not really doubt the true identity of Jesus.
他却是要引诱耶稣不理会父神的心意。
His purpose is to ignore God's purpose and plan.
他运用自己，然后用自己超自然能力去满足自己的需要。
And therefore use your own supernatural ability to satisfy your own needs.
这个在身心极度困乏的情况下，魔鬼的话的确是很诱惑人的。
So under extreme hunger and fatigueness, whatever devil is offering is very attractive.
但是耶稣在第四节却说，回答却怎么回答呢？他说经上记着说。
But how did really Jesus answer devil? And it was actually answered by the quote from the Bible.
他用生命记的第八章第三节来回答。
And Jesus actually answered Deuteronomy chapter 3 verse 3.
我们可以看看生命记的第二章八章二节到三节。
So Deuteronomy 8, 2 to 3.We can take a look.
在二节到三节当中，他这么说：你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是靠食物。不是单靠食物，不是靠乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Deuteronomy 8:2-3 says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have made your way around the hill.'" Is that right?
Yeah. Second.
Second. Okay. And give these people these orders, and you are about to pass through the territory of your brothers and descendants of Esau who live. Did I read it wrong? Sorry.
You are top.
8-2. So let's start again. So 8-2 says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart. Whether or not you would keep his commands, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
食物能维持肉体的生命。
Yes, the food can really maintain a life of flesh.
但不能保证生命永远持续。
But really cannot make person live forever.
所以我们看到生命是包括我们的身体、灵魂。
So if you face a life that includes your flesh and your soul.
神将生命赐给那些信靠他且按照他的话生活的人。
So God has given life to those people who really believe him and live according to his teaching.
神也借着带领以色列人经过旷野来管教他们。
And God also is teaching Israelites by leading them through the desert.
教他们这基本的真理。
So teach them this very basic principle.
他们在旷野必须谦卑下来，完全依靠神。
So they have to really humble themselves in this desert and completely relying on God.
那神用超自然的能力以玛纳让他们的肉体得到喂养。
So God will use a supernatural ability to feed them with the manna.
同样的道理，人必须依靠神才能得到属灵的喂养。
Same principle apply that human being will have to get a spiritual nutrition in order to live.
我们刚才看到圣灵引导耶稣到旷野受这个试探。
We could tell from our reading that Holy Spirit led him to the desert to be tested.
同样的，以色列人也在旷野里面四十年受了试探。
Same would apply to the Israelites that they were tested 40 years in the desert.
所以耶稣用生命记中的话来表明自己只遵守父神的旨意行事，绝不会凭自己的意思做决定。
So what Jesus is doing here is that by answering with a quote from Deuteronomy that he would only carry out according to God's plan and not according to his own will.
从这边当中我们可以看见耶稣对父神的信靠和顺服。
So here we could see that how Jesus would rely on his Father, God, and also be faithful to him.
接下来我们再看第二个试探。
Let's study the second temptation.
魔鬼因为耶稣在前面一个试探当中引用生命记的话，就用了这个诗篇91篇的11节到12节来引诱耶稣。
In the second temptation, the devil realized thatJesus used Deuteronomy to answer his temptation, and he this time used the Psalm to start his temptation.
我们在这个 PowerPoint 里面 slide 里面就有他这个耶稣的话是魔鬼对耶稣说的话。
If you read the PowerPoint, you would see what the devil is trying to do.
在这经以色列人在旧约当中，马拉基书三章一节有提到，以色列人期待的弥赛亚会忽然出现在圣殿里面。
And if you read the Old Testament, you will see in the book of Malachi, chapter 3 and 1, that Israelites were expecting the Messiah would suddenly appear.
我们看到这个殿顶，我们如果去看的话呢，你如果去查的话呢，你知道那个殿顶呢，大概离地大概有40多公尺高。
And the temple is really high, about 40 feet away from the ground.
魔鬼去引诱耶稣从那个殿顶跳下来。
So the devil would like to ask Jesus to jump off from that temple.
他用这种惊人的行动来迫使神为他行神迹。
So with that move, he's trying to force God to perform a miracle.
借这神迹来去吸引人们追随他。
So using that, therefore, attract people to follow him.
但如果你仔细去看诗篇91篇的原意的时候。
But if you really would like to learn the true meaning of Psalm 91,
这原因是神会眷顾和保守他百姓的日常生活。
It's actually saying that God would actually take care and keepsake of all his people.
这是讲到信靠神的人必然安稳。
It tells us that anybody who is relying on God will have peace.
却不是谈到故意，谈到故意把自己置身在危险的这个试探啊、危险之中来试探神是否看顾。
He was not talking about the putting yourself in a predicament or danger so to test God.
所以耶稣呢就用了《生命记》上六章十六节的话来抵挡魔鬼的引诱。
And this time, Jesus answered the devil by using a quote from Deuteronomy 6:16.
那他是说，你《生命记》上六章十六节说，你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他。
It says that do not put the Lord of your God to the test like you did before.
他讲这《生命记》这段话是有它的全面，是有它的故事，是在出埃及记。
And for this passage, there is actually a story that we can learn. It was in the Exodus.
在那时候出埃及记的时候，那时候他们在旷野，以色列人在旷野，没有水喝，所以以色列人向摩西抱怨。
And when they were coming out of Egypt, the Israelites did not have any water to drink, so they were complaining to Moses.
在他这之前，啊，以色列人也抱怨他们没有得吃。
And before that, the Israelites were complaining to Moses. They were hungry. They had nothing to eat.
就上帝就赐下了玛纳给他们。
So that's how God has given them manna to feed them.
因为没水喝，所以摩西向神祷告。神向摩西说：“你去用杖击打磐石。”
And then, because of no water to drink, Moses decided to pray to God and use his staff and hit the rock.
所以这个玛撒的意思呢？就是试探。
So that meaning of masa means temptation, being tested.
所以耶稣借着这个经节来向以魔鬼表明，他绝不会犯以色列人在旷野试探神的罪。
So Jesus, by quoting Deuteronomy, is telling the devil that he will not make the mistake that the Israelites did when they were in the wilderness.
接下来，魔鬼又带着他到一个高山，这是第三个试探。
And next, devil led Jesus to a mountain top and give him the third test.
魔鬼说这个世界都是属他的。
Devil says that this entire world is mine.
我想这句话只对了一半。
It is actually according, I think, that he was only right half of the time.
的确，他在世界上是有权势。
Indeed, the devil may have his authority on this earth.
就像在以弗所书二章二节说，他是空中掌权者的首领，是必逆之子中心中的邪灵。
As it has mentioned Ephesians chapter 2, that he is Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Verses 2. It says that you used to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
但是撒旦魔鬼没有统管万国的至高权柄。
But Satan did not have the almighty right to control all nations.
在以赛亚书九章六到七节就已经讲到。
And it has been mentioned in Isaiah 9:6-7.
这段经节也是我们常常读到的。
And that is a passage that we often study.
尤其在圣诞节的时候，我们常常会引用这些经节。
And especially during Christmas time, we often use these words.
这六到七节怎么说呢？因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必当在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定，因从今到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这些事。
It says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the governmentwill be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
耶稣是神子，他拥有至高无上的主权。
Jesus is Son of God. He has the almighty rights.
他大可以就是马上就统治这个世界。
He definitely can control and govern the entire world.
这次魔鬼呢，引诱耶稣说他其实可以有别的路可以走。
And this time, that when the devil is testing him, he actually could have other ways out.
他要引诱耶稣说，你不必遵守父神的这个旨意，死在十字架上，仍然可以享有大权能。
And he felt that you know, the devil told him that if you do not have to die on the cross, you will still have all the governance.
他条件就是俯伏拜魔鬼。
But the condition is to bow down and worship the devil.
所以耶稣用《生命记》上六章十三节的话来斥退魔鬼。
So Jesus again used Deuteronomy 6:13 to answer the devil.
他怎么说呢？他说：“你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。”
It says that you should fear the Lord your God, serve Him only, and take your oath in His name.
这叫耶稣表明自己是唯一敬拜和侍奉对象就是父神。
Here tells us that the only person that Jesus worship is Father, His God.
他甘愿顺服神的旨意，走十字架的道路。
He would obey God's will and die on the cross.
在这段经文当中，我们也知道神允许撒旦诱惑耶稣犯罪。
In this paragraph we just study, we also learn that God has allowed devil to tempt Jesus.
神要试验耶稣。
God would like to test Jesus.
耶稣如果要完成神的旨意，就必须要面对魔鬼的挑战，并且要胜过他。
So in order for Jesus to complete God's work, he has to overcome the temptation and all the challenges from devil.
没有胜过他，我们今天没有这个救恩。
If he is not victorious, we will not have the salvation today.
在雅各书一章十三节到十四节这么说。
And in Book of James, it's once this said this way.
他说：“人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。”
James 1:13-14. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
耶稣在这个时候，他有人的身份。
Here, Jesus has the identity of become a son of man.
因此这些试探是很真实也很猛烈的。
Therefore, these temptations were strong.
魔鬼试探耶稣的灵魂和身体。
Devil has tested Jesus' soul and his body.
这试探的个动机就是要耶稣离开神，将一切抓在自己手中。
The purpose is to try to ask Jesus to leave God and be controlled by devil.
你最可怕的是，魔鬼竟然用神的话去引诱耶稣。
What is really scary is that devil actually used God's word to test Jesus.
他企图使耶稣对神的话产生怀疑，然后进而对神失去了信心。
Try to make Jesus be suspicious of God's word and therefore lose his faith.
在这段经文当中，也让我们知道，他的儿女，神的儿女，会不断受到魔鬼的诱惑和攻击的。
In this paragraph, we also learn that God's children will often be tested by, seduced by devil.
在马太福音四章十一节，他说：“魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。”
And Matthew 4:11 it says, "Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him."
但在路加福音里面说，魔鬼暂时离开了耶稣。
But in Luke it says the devil temporarily left Jesus.
所以你要让我们看，我们经文让我们看到，我们是经常的受到魔鬼的。诱惑攻击。
Therefore, if you read the Bible closely, you'll realize that we're often being attacked by devil.
但耶稣在这个经文当中也为我们设立一个榜样。
But in this paragraph, Jesus has set a great model for us.
他怎么样去胜过试探？ 这是我们这给我们一个榜样。
And how therefore you can overcome the temptation.
它的秘诀就是神的话。
The secret weapon is God's word.
在这段经文当中，他两三次引用了经上记着说。
And in this paragraph, he used three times what the Pope quotes, the three times the quoting Bible.
所以让我们看到，在这世上的生活，我们最难过、最难打的战争是属灵的战争。
Therefore, we realize that in this world, in our daily living, the hardest war to fight is the spiritual war.
在箴言书里面，所罗门王常说了一句话，他说：“我儿啊，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出的。”
In the Proverbs, and it says that you have to keep your heart, because otherwise it will be useless.
所以我们要看看如何打这个属灵的战争。
So let's study as to how we can be the winner of the spiritual war.
从这段经文当中，耶稣也给我们两个榜样。
In this paragraph, Jesus has set two good examples for us.
第一个，熟读圣经，正确理解神的话。
One, to read Bible well, therefore understanding God's word correctly.
第二个，遵行神的话，信靠顺服。
Second, follow God's word, be faithful and obedient.
别忘记了，魔鬼也会引用神的话。
Don't forget that devil would also use God's word at times.
但是他会曲解经节的意思。
But he would misinterpret what the true meaning of the Bible is.
来引诱你离开他。
Therefore seduce you, be deviate from God.
耶稣三次引用了生命记中的话。
Jesus three times quoted the passages from Deuteronomy.
这生命记呢，是摩西带领以色列人在进入迦南地之前教训以色列的话。
And the book of Deuteronomy records the teaching of Moses before Israelites enter into the Canaan land.
摩西在生命记当中一再提醒以色列人要敬畏耶和华。
Moses repeatedly reminded Israelites to really respect God's words.
遵行他的道，爱他，尽心、尽性、尽力侍奉他。
And follow God's teaching and love God with all your soul, your strength.And your heart.
要遵守神的诫命、律例和典章。
And keep all his decrees, commands that they have given.
然后以色列人就能得蒙福。
And they may enjoy life and be blessed.
这是在旧约当中。在新约当中，在提摩太后书，保罗也提到。
This was described in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, that is also in the Second Timothy, it was mentioned.
在提摩太后书三章十六到十七节。
2 Timothy 3:16-17
他这么说，保罗说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
It says that all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
在保罗写给提摩太后书的这个提摩太书的这书信当中，那个时候还没有新约圣经，他所讲的是在旧约圣经里面的事情。
When Paul was writing letters to people in Timothy and to Timothy, there was no Old New Testament. It was talking about all the stories in the Old Testament.
保罗提到圣经都是神所默示的。
And Paul has mentioned that Bible was the word given by God.
在你看英文的圣翻译的时候是 God breathes, 神的呼吸。
And here, the translation is God breath, the message.
就是告诉我们圣经里面旧约里面所说的这一些都是神的心意，就像他平常在讲话一样，他告诉你要做这个做那个。
It taught us that in Old Testament, that's what God would like us to do, and he's teaching us and carrying on conversation with us.
在希伯来书的四章十二节也提到
In Hebrew 4:12
他说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入火开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Hebrews 4:12, it says, For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
当我们看到这些经文的时候，再看看耶稣他怎么对付魔鬼。
So when we read this paragraph and also looking at how Jesus faces devil.
神的道，神的话。
God's word and God's teaching.
耶稣会这么去告诉魔鬼，也表示说他愿意遵行、顺靠、遵行神的话。
The way Jesus answered to devil, we told us that is how he would follow God's word and his teaching.
他把自己摆在一边，顺服神的旨意。
He would put himself on the side, completely be obedient to God.
如果说我们要在这打属灵的战争，我们就必须要装备我们自己。
So in order to fight this spiritual war, we have to really equip ourselves.
就像一个军人打仗一样。
Just like a soldier going to a war.
你平常养兵千日，用兵一时。
You have trained your soldier for so many days and years, and you would like to use them at one moment.
我们肚子饿了，我们口渴了，我们身体没有，我们没有衣服穿了，我们也需要衣服保暖，我们都会想办法去得到这些东西。来满足我们的需要。
When we are cold, when we are hungry, when we have nothing to wear, we will work on them and really getting food and drink so we can make a living.
但是在属灵的战争当中，魔鬼是无时不刻的在你旁边。
But in the spiritual war, devil is always on the side.
所以你必须用神的话，我们刚才讲到神的话，来装备你自己。
So you really have to use God's word to equip you.
在以弗所书六章十到十八节里面就讲到怎么样装备你自己，我们叫做属灵的军装。
And in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, it told us how you really put on God's armor.
他说真理是做带子束腰。
It says that the truth is going to be the belt for you to restrain you.
公义就要做护心镜来遮胸，好像今天我们讲的防弹衣啊。
And then the righteousness is the armor will defend off the bullets.
福音就像走路预备走路的鞋来保护你的脚，使你不致受伤。
And gospel will be the shoes to protect your feet, so you will not be injured.
你的信德就当你的盾牌。
And your faith will be your shield.
你的救恩当你的头盔
，Salvation will be your helmet。
那他讲到圣灵的宝剑，神的道。
But the spiritual sword and God's word，
就是我们刚才讲的，神的道能够对付魔鬼。
So God's word will fend off devil。
我们再看看在这段经文当中，他怎么描述魔鬼？另外的两个词是。试探者，撒旦，撒旦的意思就是抵挡。
And here, this paragraph, how devil was described, one word is used is Satan, which means to resist.
所以在以弗所书他说，穿戴神所赐的全副军装，抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为我们是打属灵的战争。
And it says that put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
所以魔鬼会时常趁虚而入，引诱我们人犯罪离开神。
And devils will come into us when we're weak, and so we'll be sinning against God.
所以我们必须靠着神的能力来警醒过生活。
So we have to be on alert and relying on God's word and make our living.
就像军人在打仗的时候，他都是非常的警醒。
Just like soldiers when they fight in the war, they are always on the alert side.
我们常常看到我们是基督徒。
Yes, we are Christians.
那我讲我自己的例子。
Let me give you an example of my own.
我是在30年前信主的。
I became a believer 30 years ago.
在信主的前面10年。
10 years before that.
这个属灵的生命是很不好，很不好。
I did not have much of a spiritual life.
当我看到这个经文的时候
，I read this paragraph，
在回想我那前面的十年是怎么过的
，and started to reflect upon how I actually spent those 10 years。
我发现了最大一个问题是在我的心
，and the biggest problem I had was my heart，
因为我的心还不是完全的在神上面。
I realized that my heart was not completely on God。
就像我刚才说的，医生的果效重新发出的。
As I said, every initiative you take came from your heart。
当你心不在上面的时候，你对神的话一点都不在意。
And when your heart is not on it, you will be careless about God's word。
因为神的话，就像刚才讲的，有的时候会让你很不舒服的。
And if you really read into God's word, sometimes these words will make you very uncomfortable。
当你不觉得不舒服的时候，你就不愿意去顺从他。
When you become so uncomfortable, you do not want to obey God's words。
当你不越不读圣经的时候，你越不知道神的心意。
The less you read Bible, the less you will understand God's word。
所以在我前面十年当中，我很少跟人家提到我是基督徒。
And so during those 10 years, rarely I would mention to others that I was a Christian。
我所做所行的，可能别人看我也不像个基督徒。
What I've done, my behavior did not look like a Christian either.
因为我的心不在上面。
Because I didn't have my heart on it.
有的时候你会不会觉得说，我在十年当中，我很少跟人讲是基督徒，我很少跟人家传福音。
And sometimes when during those 10 years, I did not mention anything about the gospel and tell others about Christianity.
因为我不知道神的话。
Because I did not understand God's word.
所以我行不出来，我也讲不出来。
Therefore, I cannot carry it out or explain it well.
当有试探来的时候，可能我就用世上的方法去对付。
So when I was facing with temptations, I would fend it off with the world way.
但生活当中，内心的生活当中，也许也不是那么安稳。
But inside of me, and it was not quite done right.
所以弟兄姊妹们，真的是。你要将神的话放在心上。
So brothers and sisters, really, you have to put God's words in your heart.
今天我们走出教会，很多人说，哦，你是上教会，你是聚会的。
So when we exit today from this church, many will say, you are the one, a Christian worshiping and coming from a church.
他们就要看看基督徒的生活是怎么样生活。
They would like to see how Christians make their living.
如果说你的生活跟他们是没两样，你所讲的说的没两样，他就认定你说你不是真的。
If they found that the way you live is not really different from how they live, then they will say you are not a true Christian.
这是我们在CWC 冬令特会的时候一个主讲的讲员是叫陈世杰牧师。
And during our past winter conference, there was Pastor Chan once said.
他讲了一句话，他说。做个基督徒，你要做个基督徒，你要做真的基督徒。
He said that in order to be a Christian, you really should be a true Christian.
从里到外都是真实的。
Inside out will be truthful.
我们不是说我们 perfect, 我们是呢，这是完美。
Really, we're not perfect.
但是从我们的生活当中，如果说我们得罪了神，我们犯错了，我们可以来到神面前。这是神所最需要我们做的，而且是最好的一个榜样，对基督非基督徒来讲是最好的榜样。
But if we somehow offended God or made mistakes, then we should come before God to repent. That would be a great example of being a Christian.
各位都知道圣经，在美国的 Time Magazine 就时代杂志，他们过去每一周都有说这一周的最佳的畅销的书籍是什么。
And in the Time Magazine, on a weekly basis, they will publish what are the most books sold.
但 Time Magazine 呢，现在把这个圣经呢，这个像这圣经呢，把它排除出去了，它没有再登了。
And for some reason, that Time decided to exclude Bible as one of these books.
据我知道的是，他们说的理由是。这圣经每一周都是全世界最畅销的书，那何必要登呢
？And the reason behind that is because Bible has always been the number one seller weekly in the world.
可见这本书在世上已经两千年了，神的话的确是我们的脚前的灯，路上的光。
It kind of offers the testimony that this book in existence for 2,000 years has been the guiding line of our path.
犹太人有一句话，他说如果不读书行万里路也不过是个邮差。
There's a Hebrew saying that if you don't read, no matter how many miles you walk,
邮差
you will still be a postman.
那意思告诉我们说，如果说同样道理，我们不读圣经，你信了主几十年了，你还是个邮差。
So same story would apply to us. If you're a Christian, you don't read Bible,You will become like a postman.
你就不知道用神的话来对付外面的引诱。
You will not know how to use God's word to contrast what you do.
所以神试验我们不是要我们陷在罪里面，而是要我们经历了去得胜。
So when God tested us, it's not to want us to be involved in sin all the time, it's to want us to overcome and be victorious.
他要我们能够忠心地侍奉他。
He wants us to wholeheartedly serve him.
所以可以把他的性情借着我们彰显出来。
So his plan can be revealed through us.
在这段经文当中，耶稣所经历的，我们也要经历。
So in this paragraph, the passage we learn, whatever Jesus has gone through is what we will go through too.
耶稣既然已经受过试探而不犯罪，他就足够能力帮助我们。
Jesus has gone through this temptation and did not sin.So he would really help us go through the temptation too.
所以我们并不是每一次都必然在每一次的试探中失败跌倒。
Therefore, we probably will not fall and fail in every temptation.
在圣经中有成功的例子，对不对？大家可以想到。
Successful examples in Bible.
亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Abraham dedicated Isaac.
约伯受试验。
Test of Job.
最大的失败的例子。亚当夏娃
Biggest failing example, Adam and Eve.
因为亚当夏娃的受蛇的引诱，让我们的罪一直到现在。
Because they were tempted by the serpent, therefore were sinful until now.
所以在希伯来书二章十七节到十八节，他是说，所以他凡事与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Hebrews 2:17-18 For this reason he had to be made like him, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God.
为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Therefore making an atonement for the sins of people.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Because he himself suffered, when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
在四章希伯来书四章十五到十六节
Hebrews 4:15-16
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱
But we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness
他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪
But we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we were
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到他施恩宝座的前面为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
So let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要记住神的话是可以打属灵的仗而且会打赢的
So brothers and sisters please remember that God's words will help us to fight the spiritual war and we all will win
我们在家里面可能有很多的圣经
We may have many Bibles laying around in our home
让我们想想看我们现在我们到底真的每天都读了它了吗
So we can reflect on ourselves Really have we read Bible every day
现在我们要感谢这个现代科技
Now we need to appreciate the modern technology You have many smartphones
你们可以 download 你都可以 download 我们的圣经在里面
You can download the entire Bible in your smartphone
我常常开玩笑说我们现在这个 generation 是低头族
I often said that the generation that we're in we become called the lowering our head generation
我们所有的东西都在这个里面。
Everything is in the smartphone.
你的生活都受这个控制。
Your life has been controlled by this phone.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是可以利用这个，每天读个10分钟到15分钟，你随时都可以拿来看神的话。
My brothers and sisters, every day you can use a smartphone and read the Bible for 5 to 10 minutes, and therefore you can learn God's word.
神可以让我们在靠着他在属灵的小冲突当中得胜利的。
God will let us rely on Him and the Holy Spirit to be victorious in small conflicts.
借着这个来装备我们，面对更大的征战的时候，我们可以得胜。
With it, equip us so we can be ready to face bigger war and become winner.
教会今天的主题是生命读经与神同行。
The theme of our church for this year is living God's word, walk with Him.
但愿我们每个人都能够从今天开始，我们每天读一些圣经。
I hope that everyone in our congregation can read Bible every day.
神的话能让你生命得到更丰盛。
So then you will be enriched by God's word.
让我们一起祷告。
Please bow our heads and pray together.